This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by none other than Aotearoa's own Kerosene. Morena Kerosene, how you doing, Kerosene?
Morning, Zach. I'm doing a really good, it's really good this morning. Like,
you're doing a really
up and alive, ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm appearing on two radio stations today. I've got work and uni in amongst it all, so it's going to be all systems go today. So, yeah.
If you're feeling prepared.
Yeah, getting that. Ready for it. I had a recharge day yesterday where I didn't really do much.
Nice.
Just watched a couple of my lectures online, and then now I'm like, okay, good to go. Got the rest of the week, been recharged, good to go.
What are you studying?
Film and media studies.
Oh, hell yeah. Do you go more on the communications or more on the film?
More the film side.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. That explains, because we had a wee chat before about Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
Which you reckon is a very good action movie.
Yeah.
Quite into
Charlize Theron is a godsend in that movie. She's a phenomenal.
Totally. She's also really good in Mad Max.
Yes.
She's incredible in that.
Everyone really doesn't like that I haven't seen any Mad Max movie other than the one she's in. Because I only watched that one for her.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, true. Are you quite a fan of action movies?
I like a few of them. Like, I used to be a lot more, but I feel like there's been an oversaturation and I've kind of got bored of them. Where I'm like, they have to really stand out now because I just feel like,
Yeah, man, totally. I mean, the Equalizer series, they're pretty, like, big. And they're also quite average for action films. I don't know if you've seen them.
Yeah.
Action movies are kind of average. But we're not here to talk about action. We're here to talk about... drag goodness. You're organising a show for this Friday.
Definitely.
At Inch Bar.
Yep.
And it's featuring old mate Austin Powerbottom.
He's coming in full force. I think it's like his third or fourth show. He's been taking the scene by storm. He's quite phenomenal, and we're looking forward to it. We're going to be like we're going to be doing a duet together on Friday.
Oh,
so that's
going
to be good. We're going to be the only piece of straight media you'll get is a duet between me and Austin at that show, so look forward to it.
So is Austin a drag king?
Yep, he's one of our local drag kings.
Awesome.
And newest as well, so yeah.
And is are they pirate thing? Because the only photo I've seen them as a pirate, but
they did a lip sync to Hosea's Too Sweet, and they dressed like a pirate for it, just because it was a really cool connection, and I was like, yep, good on it. And it was a phenomenal performance at Pearl Diver as part of Deliria's Aquamarine show back in August. That was,
Nice. Yeah, so it's at Inch Bar this Friday.
Yes.
Isn't it crazy? You've also got Vera Vale. Are they also a newcomer?
Yes, they're a newcomer, but they're actually not from the Aotearoa scene. They've come down from Tamaki Makaurau to give it a shot. This will be their second performance. But we were like, come and have a show down with us. They were down, they're planning to come down for a holiday, but I was like, well, we've got a spot here for you. Come and have a good time with us. So getting some out-of-town flavour into the show. So it's going to be really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
looking forward to it. Yeah,
I'm really, really excited for this. So we were talking before we went on air, and you said that it's your first time producing a show, because usually
first time producing alone.
Because usually you and Anne make co-produce.
If I'm hosting, I'm usually co-producing it with her, but this time it's probably, I think, the first show in the scene that hasn't had any Anne involvement. So I'm looking forward to it. Anne jokingly called it the exam. But also, she's not here to adjudicate it. She's up in Palmy North enjoying Palmy Drag Fest. So, but yeah, it's going to be great.
Nice. What does producing involve? Because I imagine it means, like, at least giving some direction to the other performers.
It's pretty much booking all the performers, all the drag artists, all the musicians, planning out what the order of the show will be, knowing what the vibe of each performer is, and just organising all the information and reporting back to the bar, and just giving a full overall vibe to the show.
What is the full overall vibe for this show, you reckon?
This vibe, I think we're going for kind of throwback rock, probably the vibe, but not fully throwback, because we're all kind of doing rock-ish songs, or pop. It's pop rock. It's a big combination of things. I'll be doing a tribute to Miley Cyrus's Plastic Hearts, doing one original song, one cover. Stay tuned for that. And Austin is our local dad rocker, so of course he's going to bring some dad rock
some
to the show.
Dan? Some Steely Dan?
Not this time. Oh. He's going to be bringing a little bit of Elton John this time.
Oh, based.
And
based as hell.
A bit of Micah. Mm-hmm. And they did tell me the other one. It's will come back to me. But yeah, and Vera is doing a pop rock ishy song, but she kind of is giving you that dark haired Marilyn Monroe vibe, but poppier and rockier. So it's going to be a
cool,
interesting time.
Yeah. It's one to see for sure. Eh?
Wow,
for sure. When you produce a show, when you perform, do you like to have a little like stage accoutrement, some mise en scène, some props?
Sometimes, not all the time. It's usually just dependent on the song. Mm-hmm. This time around, I will well and truly have a couple of props. So look forward to that. There will be some fire involved.
Whoa!
And probably the taking down of a world leader. So to that.
Guess who? Which world leader? Are they Joe Biden?
No, no, they're committing genocide.
Does
right
Joe
now.
Biden support them with billions of dollars?
Oh,
military
yes,
aid?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, I can guess who it is.
Yeah.
No, that sounds awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
I've been seeing the news and I just can't even look.
Yeah.
I just can't look at the moment. But last time I chatted to you was in July.
Yes.
What have you been up to since then?
Oh, it's been all systems go. I feel like there's been weeks and weeks and weeks of shows, and I feel like last week was the first week where I hadn't had any sort of drag involvement for a while. I purposely went, I'm going to take the weekend off. I was just like, we didn't enjoy a show for once, which was nice and be part of the audience.
Yeah.
So
you're honing your craft, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. Does that involve becoming a seamstress?
Oh, not yet.
Not yet. Because I remember last time we talked to you, we were like, I'm a bit...
Not yet. I did end up butchering a look, and I did buy a wedding dress from the op shop, and I chopped it up, burnt it, dyed it.
Mm-hmm. Burnt it?
And yeah, because I did a tribute to the corpse bride.
Did you do it with kerosene?
As kerosene.
Did you burn it with kerosene?
No, I didn't. It was a butane lighter, but... Well, shoot me, but... did a tribute to the Corpse Bride for the Friday 13th Cabaret. But so, I wouldn't say seamstressing, or that's not a word. I didn't sew, but I reconfigured a look.
So put some stuff together.
Usually, my reconfiguring is usually just cropping a top and rhinestoning it. So going a little bit further than that was actually quite good.
Nice.
So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I do see, in the gig guide all the time, it seems like kerosene. Yeah. Been very busy.
Yeah, definitely.
A state that I applaud.
Yes.
It is hard to do.
Honestly, a year ago, I wouldn't have believed it. I'm so glad that we're here. And also a year ago, I wouldn't have thought I would have been the one running all the shows, because I'd always go away to Auckland or Wellington to experience drag, and now we're bringing it to the masses here, and now I'm like, I have no reason to get on a flight anymore. I'm like, oh, there's no excuse. And then I had to find excuses to go on holiday when I want to.
Did you read the, there was a really, really awesome article in the Critics Queer issue all about the history of drag.
Yes, I did read that.
Give that a geese?
Yes, I did.
Very eye-opening stuff, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Remarkable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the bit about, about all the queer liberation fronts in Auckland and Wellington.
Yeah.
That was really, really fascinating. And the kind of one-on-ones with multiple different drag queens, and kind of the impact that Anne's had on the scene.
Definitely.
It's remarkable.
Yes.
And it can't be understated.
Love my sister. She's... I think... Well, she had a stage, and she's honed her own craft, but also ushered this generation of drag here in Dunedin in a way that's revolutionised it, and more people know about there actually being a queer art scene here in Dunedin, and it's been great that through the highlighting of Anne, and then also all of us parasites who have launched off her stages has been great.
Yeah.
So
I think I watched this really interesting video about, oh my gosh, the impact that RuPaul's had on drag scenes in the US, and how a lot of drag has
not only
been,
the US, probably the whole world
probably
too.
The whole world, yeah, for sure. But I mean, yeah, in particular the US, because a lot of the RuPaul girls are in the US.
Yeah,
a lot of them get a lot of attention, whereas non-RuPaul girls might not get a lot of attention.
Yes.
Which, this is a really, I love what you guys are doing, because it's like a concrete way to interact with drag rather, yes, than just listen to Chapel Roan or watch RuPaul's Drag Race, yes, or anything like that. Mm. You know, it's a really awesome way to support,
yeah,
the art form.
And it's also nice to know, because we don't really often get highlighted beyond, because the mass of us come out to our shows and go, oh, I didn't know that drag actually occurred outside of TV, and I'm like, or outside the UK or the US, and
or Wellington,
like,
or Auckland,
or
yeah,
Wellington or Auckland,
yeah, yeah.
And it's just like people are like so surprised that there is drag on your back door, and it's been quite nice to highlight it, and I do think there is, that is to be expected, that the RuPaul girls get highlighted more, because, yeah, it is the world stage of drag. It's,
yes, yes.
But it's nice to be able to like show it to people that aren't actively looking or don't know it's there. So it's been good, and yeah,
mm-hmm, it's awesome. It's awesome. I reckon we're gonna close out the year with a much stronger drag scene than we started with. So that's,
oh yeah,
that's the important,
yeah,
part.
I think every year we've done that.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
speaks to the all importance of the stuff. Is there any way people can buy tickets online, or is it all door sales for the 4th?
It's all door sales, just quite high entry.
Cool.
Pay what you can afford. Cool. So
you also mentioned that there might be some music acts there.
Yes, we've got the phenomenal local pop musician Jonty. Go have a listen to him on Spotify. He's just released his newest album. Just I think about a month ago.
Whoa.
He's got a lot to show, and we want to highlight. And also, it's nice being able to uplift other members of our community from other art forms as well, so come and support. He's got a full set after all of us drag performers rock the stage. It's going to be really cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely have to come on down. You've also requested a song, Chef Kerosene by The Interrupters.
Yes.
How did you find this song?
Well, I'm a massive Scar fan, and they're a kind of, it's sprung off of my love of Gwen Stefani, and No Doubt. Mm-hmm. So, I went through this rabbit hole when I was younger, and went going through all of Gwen's influences, No Doubt's influences, and then this band, I was in high school when they first entered the scene, but they kind of came out of their LA alternative scene, they don't sound like they're modern, but this song was 2018, and they've had a couple of albums since.
Cool.
But yeah, you would think this song came out in the 90s, and it's really cool to see a ska band in
go
the modern
the
world
time.
Go hard. Mm. So, because people kind of, it is kind of
a genre that gets
a
written
genre
off,
that kind, you know, of a year gets written off, yeah, but also is seen as one of the past. So, and also it did somewhat influence my name in a way when I was curating my name and thinking about drag names, and it's always kind of been my theme song in a way. So, I've performed it a couple of times, and I'm often highlighting it on social media, because it does kind of reflect on my name. And also, my catchphrase I did steal from this song. I always tell my catchphrase in drag is, you're a match, I'm kerosene.
Yes.
And
yes,
if you listen to the lyrics, I've stolen a lyric from there and morphed it slightly into my own point of view, so yeah.
I think we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
If you'd like to catch Kerosene, Vera Vale, and Austin Powerbottom perform this week, head on to Inch Bar, 8 p.m. this Friday to go watch that. It'll be fantastic. I will be there. I hope to see y'all there as well. Here is The Interrupters with Kerosene. We've got In The Loop at 10:45. Any final words, Kerosene?
Also, if you come to my show on Friday, make sure you, I'll be selling merch. I've got stickers and lighters, so I've got very few of the lighters left, but I've got lighter stickers that you can put on your lighters if I run out. But yeah, it's The stickers are all $2 each, or three for $5. And if I've got any lighters left when you come up to me, they're $5 each. So, and also give me a follow on Instagram at Kerosene, spelt like the woman's name, and scene like a scene in a movie. And also give the Orchie Porchie Drag Directory a follow. It's your one-stop place for all things Dunedin Drag on Instagram.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Here are the interrupters.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.